I like your poncho. My dad got me one in Guadalajara.
Milan, Dolce & Gabbana, Ball.
Oh.
Betty Suarez?
Hi, that's me. I have a hard copy of my resume if you need it. Should I follow you?
Actually, there's been a mistake.
A mistake?
All the entry-level positions we were hiring for, they've been filled. I'm sorry.
Sir? Well, you got me here. I thought I could tell you a little about myself. Magazines are my passion ever since I was a kid. And I can't imagine a more amazing place to start my career than Me Publications. I know most of your magazines inside out. I try to devour as much as I can.
Clearly.
Also, I've learned so much through them. You know, stuff so beyond my world, like who the up-and-comers are on the London art scene, or what the political machinations in Darfur are all about, or which Bali resort is considered the most romantic in the world. And I have tons of ideas. I'm always jotting stuff down on the subway. But I'm getting ahead of myself, sir. All I really want is a chance to have any position or publication. I think that's 100 words a minute!
Novellas. I want to watch fashion TV.
Justin, you can watch fashion TV later when your Aunt Betty is babysitting. Okay, come have some flan.
I don't want flan. I'll get fat.
Honey, you're a boy. It doesn't matter if you're fat or not. Betty, did you order that birthday cake?
Of course, chocolate volcano. Same one I got last year.
So, how was your interview?
I think it was really good. I mean, they were impressed.
You didn't get it.
Well, they said that they had hired everyone they needed.
I don't understand. You're sharp, you're prepared. Someone should have begged you to work for them the day you graduated Queens College.
Betty, have you thought about exploring other options?
Hilda, I am not going to sell Herbalux.
Well, I wasn't saying that. Necessarily.
Dad.
This career is Betty's dream.
Okay, but I hear somebody else has some pretty big dreams, too.
What are you talking about?
Justin, tell your Aunt Betty what her boyfriend was saying the other night.
Walter was on his cell phone talking to someone, and he said, she's the one.
He wants to marry you?
He does?
Well, would you do it?
Well, I mean, we haven't talked about that yet, but...
Well, I think he's a catch. Flan?
That's him.
Hi, Matthew. Hilda. Hi, Betty.
Hey.
Here. Oh. To return, the mute doesn't work, but it sounds awesome.
Thank you.
Betty, can we talk?
Yes. Sure. Oh, I'm outside. Yeah, okay.
Celebrity-studded funeral services were held today for Faye Summers, the much-loved and hated editor-in-chief of Fashion Bible Mode magazine.
It was the bitch slop heard round the world when longtime Mode creative director Wilhelmina Slater was passed over for the top spot in favor of Daniel Mead, the nominally experienced son of Mead Publications owner, Broadford Mead. Can the notorious man whore translate his talents at bedding women into dressing them?
I like your new office.
Oh, you scared me. Wow. Would you just give me a few minutes? There's some... things I need to wrap up before I leave.
Interesting decorating motif.
How's it there?
I'd like to introduce you to my new assistant. Charmaine.
I'm sorry to interrupt your dictation, but this is not the way you run a magazine.
What?
I'm in love with someone else.
How? I'm... I mean, I thought we... Well, who is it? Gina Gambaro?
Sorry, eh? Sorry.
No. You don't have to say anything else.
Good luck, Betty. With everything.
Are you feeling any better?
I'm fine.
Hello? Some guy from Meat Publications.
Me? This is Betty Suarez.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah, of course.
I can start tomorrow. What magazine is this for? Mode? Yeah, I'll be there first thing in the morning. Okay. Thank you. Bye. Assistant to the editor-in-chief. I didn't know you wanted to work for Mode. Well, this wouldn't have been my first choice, but if I do good here, I can go anywhere in the company.
Well, just try and dress fashionably. Do you have anything?
Actually, I do.
Oh my God.
Hi, you the before?
Huh?
Before and after? The photo shoot? Are you delivering something?
Oh, no. I work here.
For
the new editor-in-chief.
So everyone's in the conference room and Daniel's about to start his first staff meeting. I'm Amanda, by the way.
Betty.
Okay, FYI, Betsy, assistants are usually here before their bosses.
Oh, well, I was filling out paperwork in HR.
Yeah, just don't let it happen again. So, where do you come from?
Queens.
What job did you have?
Oh, well, actually, apart from internships and part-time jobs to pay for school, this is my first real job.
That's funny. I was told I didn't have enough experience for the position.
It's over there. You are an attractive, intelligent, confident businesswoman.
So I gotta confess, I'm probably not gonna remember everyone's names, and I'm really, Are you okay?
I'm okay, I'm fine. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I wish I wasn't coming in as a new guy under such terrible circumstances. I realize I have some awful big teeth shoes to fill, but I can't tell you how excited I am to be working with such an amazingly talented and dedicated staff. You know, I'd like to take the moment to talk a little about...
So sorry, I'm late.
Oh, you began without me.
Sorry, Wilhelmina, I waited.
Mark, gift.
Thank you. As I was saying, I really want to...
Why aren't you going to open it? Sir Rossi Crystal, to commemorate your first day.
Thank you. But it is Daniel, not Danny.
What? I'm hellaciously upset, Mark.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Shh. Purge this from memory, please.
As I was saying, it's a particularly exciting time for me.
I think we need to discuss the Fabia Cosmetic Supplement.
Bobby at Cosmetics.
The biggest ad buy of the year and the only paid layout editorial ever works on.
Well, I'm sure Fabio will love whatever we come up with, right?
Daniel, you don't understand. Given the new circumstances, Fabio needs to sign off on the spread before we go to print. Obviously, we're all here to help you succeed, and we've got plenty of ideas. So I think we all need to get back to work to make sure that this, your very first issue with your name on the masthead, sparkles. Okay, everyone, let's not dilly-dally. Our editor needs us.
Killer poncho.
Thanks.
Mr. Meade? Excuse me, Mr. Meade? Hi. I just wanted to come and introduce myself personally. I'm Betty Suarez. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hi, Betty. Who do you work for?
Well, I work for you. I'm your new assistant.
Did you get the crease under the hairline?
Yes, Willie.
20 years, Mark. No one has done more, worked harder. I have bled for this magazine. Helped make it into the icon it is today. And that nasty, nepotistic son of a bitch gives my job to his...
his son.
Who's that self-absorbed Lothario punk who knows nothing about fashion? Tell me the truth. Is it because I'm getting old?
Absolutely not. Ugh. Well, you could do with a tad bit more between the brows. So what are you going to do?
Just wait and see.
Well, he's well on his way to falling flat on his face. I mean, can you believe that, assistant? This is mode, not dog fancy. Done. What do you want me to do with the leftover?
All yours. Give me a moment, Mark. How are you recovering, darling? Well, I'm sure you'll feel better once everything here starts coming to a boil. Mm-hmm. Here.
Oh, thank you.
What are you doing?
I'm just gathering information on Fabio for Daniel.
Ugh, she's so fabulously douchey. Who's he in with?
Oh, Philippe Michel. He's a photographer.
Oh, he's doing the supplement, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's amazing. He's shot, like, everything.
Yeah, I think, you know, it looks like they're really good friends.
Oh, well, there'd been some drama. Daniel hooked up with Philippe's ex-girlfriend a couple years ago. But they're fine now. Yeah, we went out for, like, a week. And they don't call him the tripod because he's a photographer, if you catch my drift. Mm.
This is crap.
No. No. Too down, too out. Can't go down. Oh, this is terrible.
That's what I thought. Philippe, can I trust you with something?
Of course, Daniel. You know you're like a brother to me.
I don't think anyone wants me here, especially Wilhelmina.
Well, that's no secret.
I think she's trying to take me in the wrong direction with this Fabio layout. Do you have any ideas?
Like... a million?
But keep things on the QT. Most of these people are still loyal to Wilhelmina, and you don't want them mucking things up.
Sorry to interrupt, but can I get you lunch?
No, but you go ahead. Thanks.
Hi, I'm a really big fan of yours. That travel layout you did with the tiki torches? Wow, that was really gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of this Hiroki spread I'd seen a couple of years ago.
Hey, listen, I don't know who you are or what you're implying, but I would never use another photographer's idea.
Oh, no. I wasn't saying... I should go.
What's the story here? I know the type of woman you hire.
Oh, my father made me.
You're kidding me.
Look, she appears to be good, capable.
Ugly. Listen to me. You are the editor-in-chief of Moon Magazine. This business is all image. Is that what you want representing you? Paparazzi's taking your pictures and she's standing behind?
Oh, I can't fire her, Philippe.
Well, what if she quits?
And how do I get her to do that?
You beat her down to a pulp.
You? Betty, right? Daniel meets new assistant?
Yeah, how did you know that?
Oh, everybody knows everything around here. I'm Christina. I work in the closet.
The closet?
Where all the clothes are kept. Now, I act as an in-house seamstress, sort of keep track of things. Sometimes they even let me keep some of the crappy stuff from last season, but, you know, I have to improvise because everything is behind zero!
Voila!
Anyway, well, I like it, mostly because I'm by myself, away from all the
shakies.
The bitches that work at Mode.
Hey, girl. Zelda.
Nancy.
This is Bertie.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
It's a bizarro version of Sex in the City.
Stop it, I'm gagging.
Funny. You look like any old schlub sitting here feeding these stupid pigeons.
I doubt if any old schlub would be feeding them artisanal pan of me they made themselves.
There's nothing to worry about. She's gone. Weren't you sitting front row at the funeral?
Closed casket. Double, triple check. The things Faye Summers know about me. About the company.
I'm on it.
Hi, Betty. There's a problem with my lunch.
Okay.
I love coleslaw. I hate cabbage.
But coleslaw is...
No, I know. I like the tart, tangy dressing. Can you do something about it? Before it gets to room temperature?
Hello. Hi, Daniel.
Betty, where are you?
I'm still working.
You forgot, didn't you?
Oh my God, Dad's birthday. Yeah, I was busy. Look, I gotta go, okay? I'll get home as soon as I can. The red turkey is on the move.
It's work stuff. Sleep over another night?
Sure. So, when's this position gonna open?
Hopefully very, very soon.
Oh, okay. Well, good night. Bye.
Hey.
Hi. Do you need anything else?
Why don't you stick around for a little bit? Make sure everything's okay.
Yeah. Okay, no problem.
Perfect timing.
Thank you.
First time since Mom died that we haven't all been together on his birthday.
Yes, I realize that, and I'm sorry, but I was working.
Fine, Betty. I just hope it's all worth it. We saved you a piece of cake. It's in the fridge.
Absolutely sick. Best supplement we've ever done for Fabia by far. Huh? Oh yeah, I'm on my way to set as we speak. Oh. Hello? Oh.
It's a really exciting day, huh? I mean, with the photo shoot. Hey, Daniel, I know you're really overwhelmed right now, but I was wondering, there's something that I could... Daniel, you know, I was wondering if you had a quick moment.
Do I look like I have a quick moment?
No. So sorry.
Damn it. They forgot one of the outfits. Go up to the closet and bring it to set.
Please?
Feel the fabric in that thing?
It's kind of rough.
That's because it's burlap. Basically, you're talking $7,000 for a designer potato sack.
I can't believe people actually buy this stuff.
I can't believe they wear it. And usually just once before they'll chuck it to make room for the next season. But that's fashion, and I've got to say, I love it.
Oh, you're not too much into it, are you?
No. Not really, but no.
So how's it going? Brutal.
Huh? Well, nothing I do is good enough. He treats me like dirt. I mean, just now I was trying to show him this one idea that I had. It would have taken him 30 seconds, but he bit my head off.
Betty, Nancy was down in human resources and some people there were talking and, well, apparently Bradford was the one that wanted to hire you.
Bradford Mead? Wait, he knows who I am?
Mm-hmm. He made Daniel hire you because he didn't want his son to be tempted to sleep with his assistants anymore.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Betty.
No, that explains a lot.
Betty.
No, really, it's fine. I should be grateful that I got my break. It's not so easy for everyone. This is just how it was supposed to happen for me. Well, I should be going, so... Thank you.
This is really amazing.
Thank you.
And if you need anything...
Traffic or hangover?
Did anyone read the contract to her? She needs to be here for the test shot.
Hey, what's going on?
Isabella, the Brazilian model?
Yeah.
She's late. This is a crazy complicated shoot, and I need her dressed and ready right now.
Please, they're test shots. Let's just use the standard.
No, no, she's too specific. I need someone with her skin tone. Someone like...
Oh. Fun.
I bet you she quits before she does it.
Betty! Oh, I am so glad you're here. Listen, we have a crisis and we really need your help.
Okay.
One of our models didn't show up. We really need someone to stand in for her. In wardrobe.
So... You want me to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well?
Well, this is what you want me to do?
Yeah.
Well, looks like she finally quit.
Good. Alas had no business working for you in the first place.
Please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Jupiter.
What do you want me?
Right there is fine. Dear Shadow, can you move that light over to the right? Thank you. Movement, ladies, movement. Sexy. Oh, well, people. Okay, you're devouring the camera with your eyes. Give me a little bit more coquette, baby.
Stop it. Stop it.
Wait.
This is what you wanted, isn't it? To humiliate me, make me quit. God forbid you had to work with the ugly girl your dad forced you to hire. Well, congratulations.
Sorry it didn't work out.
It happens.
Mom said she wasn't surprised.
Hilda said that?
She said, all the stuff you want to do, owning a magazine, doesn't happen for people like us unless you're J-Lo or something. She said she wishes you'd be more realistic, but I think she's full of crap.
Mm. Oh. Hold this. What are you doing? I just want to say that this is really unfair. I live two doors down. I can see you.
What the hell are you doing?
Where's Walter?
It's over. Look, Walter... He's sweet and everything, but I told him from the start I wasn't looking for anything serious. And he said fine. He could still get me 30% off a flat screen.
You used him for his discount?
Oh. He offered. Bitch! You broke my plasma!
Who's the mommy's face of what?
We are so thrilled to have you here, Fabian. No, why don't we let the pictures speak for themselves?
Cecile's freaking joke, right?
No.
It's stupido. All of you. Stupido.
What just happened?
Well, Fabia's probably still a little sensitive about the accident.
An accident?
Oh, you know. About a month ago, she backed her SUV into 12 people outside Marquis.
I was in Saint-Tropez. I had no idea.
Why didn't anyone say anything?
Daniel, if I may, you didn't include me in the concept. And we all thought you knew what you were doing.
Fabia's not just talking about canceling the mode supplement. She's considering pulling advertising from every single one of my magazines. Is it true you worked on this on your own? Didn't consult Wilhelmina or anyone else?
Look, I can explain. I had a very strong feeling she was trying to sabotage me.
The only person who sabotaged you was yourself.
Sorry I let you down.
I'm sorry. I keep hoping you'll be something you're clearly not. Oh, my leg is cramping.
Look, I can fix this. I'll just present her with a whole new idea.
We just closed book. It's too late.
Tomorrow morning. Please. Give me another chance.
Daniel called again looking for you.
What part of unavailable does he not understand?
I'll let him know.
He really should have come to me earlier.
It wouldn't have made any difference now, would it?
Not really. To teamwork.
To revenge.
Person's health. It's not a case number.
Give me the phone. I'll let him have it.
No. No, I don't want to hold again. Not again. No, just wait. It's fine. We'll get him tomorrow. It's fine.
Thank you, mi amor. You're so much better dealing with this bureaucratic stuff than I am.
Well, you know, I don't mind.
I know. You're always so good to me. So strong, determined, optimistic. Just like your mother was.
Why haven't you returned my calls?
I've been busy.
Betty, I need to talk to you. I made a terrible mistake.
Wait, did you realize this before or after Gina dumped you?
What? No, I broke up with her. Betty... It was wrong, and I want to make this up to you. Betty, are you dating someone?
Walter, please go.
Dating this guy?
Look, you need to go. Please, you need
but
to
Betty,
go.
I was just...
What are you doing here?
I want to talk. It's a nice place.
Yeah, we're just in between interior designers.
Really?
No.
Oh, right. It's a joke. Betty, I'm so sorry. You didn't deserve what I put you through. I listened to all the wrong people about a lot of things, and I have no one to blame but myself.
Well, I appreciate that, Daniel. But you're going to leave here. And you're going to take your town car back to your Soho loft. And I'm still going to be here. Out of work. And dealing with problems that you'll never understand.
Try me. Betty, come on. We've all got problems.
Oh, and what are yours, Daniel? What restaurant you're going to eat at? Which model you're going to sleep with? Try spending the day on the phone with some crappy HMO, getting them to cover your dad's prescriptions, or try lining up a job, any job, because you have to help pay the rent next month.
Look, I lost a brother a while back. He was the good one in our family, and I've never quite measured up, but I am trying. Betty, I could never compare my problems to yours, but they're mine. Nothing's ever easy. I saw the layout you made for Fabia.
You did?
I thought it was very smart and beautiful.
Well, thank you.
I want to take your ideas to Fabia, giving you credit, of course. I really want you to come back. Be my assistant. I promise you. Things will be different.
Daniel, I really have to think about that.
Well, you have tonight. Otherwise, I'll probably be out of a job as well.
Where the hell is he?
Since 10 a.m.
Well, Fabia, on behalf of the entire magazine, ci perdoni. This whole thing has been unacceptable. Mark, now that I have a moment of your time, I'd like to show you some of my ideas.
Sorry we're late. It was obviously no time for a new photo shoot, so, what we're going to be showing you is just a rough idea.
Wait, no, this is not the right file. Just one second. This is it.
In order to show the softer side of Fabia Cosmetics, we're going to use the concept of mothers and daughters, focusing on the small, special moments that are usually taken for granted. The theme being, it's not the big events, but the little moments that matter.
I just had a daughter. I do none of those things. But I can understand. What makes you think it's going to appeal to my customers?
If I may, I do have the statistics here. Though one might assume that your demographic is very young. In fact, there's been tremendous brand loyalty since you've launched, which means that the people who were teenagers when they began using your cosmetics, well, now, like you, they are beginning to settle down and have children. 58% to be exact.
And you could do this in time?
Of course. But did you want to prove the models and images before?
Ah, just make sure it's not too sappy. Do a picture where they're pulling their hair or biting each other.
So that's nuts.
Now I go.
Where? Oh, the idea was actually
his best one, don't you think?
Indeed. Welcome back, boss. Mark?
I'm very unhappy.
It's a setback, but it's just a matter of time.
Once he's out of the picture, the company will be ours for the taking.
Considering the way everything's played out, it seems to me that you should keep an eye on that damn ugly assistant. What's her name?
Betty.
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 Betty! Betty!
Oh, Christina, thank you again so much.
No. Go. Go.
You should have let me tell him it was your idea.
Don't worry. I will the next time.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So I've confirmed your lunch for tomorrow, and your 3:15 with the graphics department is set. The feature editor was
like... Tomorrow morning. It's okay. Good night.